Well, as we approach lunch on Thursday, the Aussie market has already had quite an interesting session. We're up as much as 0.4% at one stage, but we've now given back all of those improvements. And it all seems to be centred around the latest employment figures for the month of March. It was a better than expected set of numbers. There were 25,700 jobs added last month. The market was expecting 15,000 jobs. CBA was expecting around 20,000. All of the job gains were full-time positions, and also the unemployment rate, as expected by the market, edged higher from a 10-year low of 4.9% up to 5%. So the reason why we've had the market pull back and the Aussie dollar lift is it basically takes off the chances of an interest rate cut in coming months. The Reserve Bank has made it quite clear that it could cut interest rates if the unemployment rate would worsen over a sustained period of time. So that's been behind the moves. Outside of that, though, we've basically got healthcare stocks coming under pressure following the US peers lower. In fact, US healthcare stocks have been struggling in recent days due to concerns about policy reform and changes heading into the US election. So companies that do business in the US and overseas are struggling today. CSL, ResMed and Cochlear included, not doing so well. They're all down. Fortescue Metals has come out with a quarterly update, joining its peers BHP and Rio in cutting its production targets for iron ore for the year due to bad weather. Not a surprise. We've had the same sort of thing from many of the larger miners in recent days. So its share price isn't really reacting in a bad way. It's actually up in the order of 1.5%. But keep in mind where some of these mining stocks have come from. Yesterday, Fortescue Metals was down 8.5%, Rio was down about 5%, and BHP was down in the order of 3%. The reason for that was a court ruling in Brazil, which basically means there could be more iron ore supply hitting the market soon. There were some winners today so far. Kogan.com is up about 12%. The online retailer has said it's had a big lift in active customer numbers. In fact, a 23% lift in recent months. Revenues outstripping cost as well. Bubs Australia is up a good 9% after signing an agreement to sell its infant formula on Chemist Warehouse shelves. And the Aussie dollar sits at around 71.9 US cents.